turned purple looking, kind of dark looking. Then that, as far as I'm concerned, they're not anything like as good as the little tiny green ones.
Right. What about the kind of big ones, you know, the big, you ever have limas?
Well, that's the same thing as a butter bean, really, except as far as I'm concerned, lima bean, the butter bean's all the same.
Okay.
They're different varieties. I mean, you know, small and the spotted ones and the big ones and all.
Yeah. Now, you mentioned bunch beans. They're the kind you might...
Well, that one, the string beans, and of course, they do have a way you have to tie them up. You let them run up on the fence, or then you have the bush beans that instead, you don't know, they just grow in a kind of a little ball, and you don't have to stake them.
Right.
You ever have a garden? No, I bet you never have worked in the garden. I had a garden.
Well, no, I haven't. I don't know too much about them. What about those kind of big vegetables you might get and come in large, leafy?
You're not talking about a watermelon or something.
What kind of melons do you grow?
Well, we around here have watermelons and have cantaloupe.
Yeah.
Some people call them, I think, mushmelon.
Okay.
And then, but I never have seen anybody run a. We've had honeydews, but I don't believe I've ever seen anybody raise a honeydew.
I hear you down around Hope, Arkansas, they raise.
Oh, yeah, the big, but they raise a lot of watermelons around here, too. Yeah. It's just mostly. Or somebody might, I mean, not commercially, in other words.
You ever seen those big yellow meat ones? Some say they got those yellow meat watermelons.
Well, really, I don't know. But of course, they're all kind of looking ones on the outside. Some of them, you know, solid green, and some of them kind of a rattlesnake, what they call them. They have a striped watermelon.
Oh.
And some are long, some are big and round. They're all every kind in the world.
Yeah. Well, when I was talking about that large leafy stuff you might raise in the garden.
Like greens and stuff like that, cabbage? Or?
Yeah.
Turnip greens and mustard greens and
How many cabbage would you raise about?
Now you mean how many would you plant out in a garden or something?
Two a row.
Oh, I don't know. Of course, you wouldn't want them too thick. You wouldn't want them over about. Scared you? I'd say about 15 inches apart as close as you'd have them, because if you make a head, the cabbage, you don't make a head about like that. It'll make a pretty good size if they head up.
Any kind of stuff?
Cauliflower.
That you'd put in a salad of some sort?
Lettuce.
Might tell your wife if you go to the store and buy two
heads of lettuce.
Heads of lettuce, okay. Now, would you ever use that word talking about when somebody had a lot of kids, that you said they had how many?
Batch of kids or something like that?
Yeah. How many heads? Did you ever hear that?
No, I don't know. I know you after some certain word, but I don't really.
What if a man had
they had a gob of kids?
Say seven boys and seven girls, you say he had a
litter?
Had a litter.
He could really have a litter, I'll tell you that.
You ever use the word passel?
No, I'm not familiar with that word.
Okay. Now, if you want to get the, if you don't want to eat the beans in the pods, you do what?
You just have to shell beans.
You got to shell them. Okay. Did you ever, I asked you if you dried fruit, did you ever do that?
No, never. We never have dried any. I never even ever seen anybody dry.
Well, you might leave, if you left something out in the, maybe a peach out in the sun, it would dry, it would
shrivel.